Good morning. I'm here with my couchsurfing guest. I'm hosting. I forgot my game in Utrecht. So I got a photo of the questions on the screen, and we're just gonna pick a question in turn and get the answers.
Yep.
Shall I ask the first, or do
Please
you want to ask the first?
Go for it.
So I just move around the image and say,
yep.
This question,
okay.
This one. Ooh, do you, ooh, it's only partly visible.
Do you find?
Do you find you are living your life to the to the max?
Yes. Do you want a full answer? Or
yeah, I'd like to have a conversation about this.
Okay.
And
I do. Yeah, I think so. I like my, I do a job I like. I like traveling. I like meeting people. So,
yeah, I am jealous of your, because I also get the possibility to travel a lot because I don't have to work and I got enough money to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And because traveling can also be, if I go to another province, into some village in another province, I still have a very different experience from here.
Yeah, of course.
Just go to. And yes, so you do this once a month, you go.
Yeah, at least once a month, sometimes two or three or four times.
That sounds to the max, yeah.
Oh, okay, you want me to then?
Now you can.
Or do you want to do the mouse and I'll do the mouse and I'll, but then I can ask the question when you stop the next one.
There we go.
This one? Okay, I was going that one, yeah.
That one.
Do you think that hostility belongs to anarchism in the present situation?
So I think this means that being hostile is part of being an anarchist?
I guess.
Yeah, it is. Because I would like to identify as a humanist.
Okay.
But because it's not an equal situation, and by being just, I would love the world to just improve by following good examples of other people, but it doesn't happen like this. So you have to be a bit forceful about this. So yeah, you have to be a bit hostile.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. Would be nice if it were different. Well, I'm missing the answers with a yes and a no.
Because
it's just a fun thing to see, oh, I got a point, and oh, now I'm back, and
completely
useless. I'm going to do this long question.
Okay.
The commune you are living in has a free room. Illegal political refugees are desperately looking for rooms. Will you offer them this room?
Yeah, why not?
Yep, that's also, if you're already living with a lot of people, then one more.
Exactly, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. And is it communism for?
Yeah, and also when you don't like this person, you can still avoid him enough and they're in a situation
yeah.
that they don't have an option, then yeah, that's.
Oh.
Sounds like a sensible thing to do.
Go on, do the pieces that one. You've had a strong argument with a close friend. You've really had it with him. Now he calls you over to invite you for a pizza. Do you say yes?
Yeah, so I've done this game.
Okay.
This is my third, maybe fourth question. And I kind of change every time.
Okay.
Does it
depend if it has tuna or not? Does it?
No. I like to eat different stuff. Don't get stuck in my own patterns.
Very good.
So it's a preference of the other.
Okay.
Hey, what's your favorite? I want this. To go into the question, I would accept it, but the circumstances are when, if it was yesterday, I will wait a bit.
Okay.
And try to talk with others about this.
Okay.
About the problem. And although... Yeah, having a strong argument. I thought it could also be that you're not angry at the person. It's just you disagree on some specific
mm-hmm.
thing. If I talk with a friend about how crap it is that in soccer, the referee always get this shit and this person disagrees, it's a completely separate issue from everything. Yeah, I'll go for pizza. But
yeah, yeah. Okay.
But also when it's personal, I would, when they offer.
Yeah, a peace offering, then why not?
Yeah.
Cool, that's sensible.
Yeah, maybe not the next day, no,
okay.
The next week.
Once you've calmed down.
Yeah, once I calm down, once I feel like the other person also thought about it a bit.
Yeah, okay.
That's, well, I'm just going to take this one. Do you consider sexuality an important subject?
Yeah, I think so. It's isn't it fundamental to who we are as human beings? And the worst thing you can do is to brush it under the carpet, because then you end up with all the problems we have in society where people struggle with this type of sexuality, that type of sexuality, is there such a thing, blah, blah, blah. And you know, it's really, a lot of treatment in society is very unhealthy.
So yeah, it's nice that you say you get a lot of crap because you don't talk about it.
It's not going away.
Yeah, indeed. It's as long as people have consent for what they do, whatever, and don't do it in public because I don't want to see you do stuff.
Well, yeah, but well, it depends what the stuff is. I mean, some people are offended by two people kissing if they don't like the two people. So I mean,
yeah, I don't kiss in public.
Oh, okay.
I feel very awkward about it.
Wow, okay.
And I also feel awkward other people doing it, so okay. I always look
but
away.
But I would also push yourself back on that. Why? What's so... I understand if you don't want to kiss in public, but what's wrong with other people kissing in public?
That's a good question. There's nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
But I just look away. Okay. So they don't have to stop it. I just look away. I just... Well,
okay, but for me I find it strange because there's something there that you're uncomfortable with,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know whether it's maybe something maybe unhealthy to be uncomfortable with that, because it's just a normal expression of
no, but emotional. I also I get uncomfortable about a lot of touching stuff,
and then one I understand if you personally don't like to be touched.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's the thing. I project it to others.
Yeah.
Because I feel uncomfortable kissing in public, I automatically project others would also feel like this.
Okay. Oh, and that's understandable. It's understandable.
And yeah, something like that. But I also have a strong for you do, as long as you don't harm anybody on purpose, just do whatever you do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't want people to stop.
Okay, just
because I'm around.
Okay,
I'll just look the other way. Close my eyes.
They might feel uncomfortable, but that's fine.
Yeah, it's okay to feel uncomfortable.
Okay.
Now.
Oh, is it my turn to choose? Have we done that one?
Oh, sorry. This one. I already got that one as well. This one. Is this pizza one?
No.
Okay. Good.
Was it much to ask? Yeah.
You read?
A friend of yours who calls himself an anarchist chooses not to have a job and lives well, having fun, lazy about really walking. That is how he wants to spend his life. Do you object to that?
That's so funny because...
Is that you? No.
That's what I am. I don't have a job. I get money from the government and I do whatever I feel like. So
would you object to someone else copying your lifestyle?
No. And lots of... The thing with this is that I don't understand what it has to do with being an anarchist. Everybody can do this.
Yeah.
It's not... As if you're an anarchist, you're not allowed to do this. You should... keep working, doing stuff, and not only laze about, but organize stuff and be hostile to others.
It's not, I mean, it's conflated the concept of anarchist with just rebelling against societal expectations, which are different things.
Yeah,
and of course, there's related. To be an anarchist implies you challenge society, but this is just not following society's rules rather than actively challenging them.
Yeah, indeed.
So there is a common, I see where they're coming from, even though, as you say, you could be. This doesn't make you an anarchist.
No. Indeed. I think it's just a strange question. There's many questions that are strange in there. Okay, I'm going to ask you this one.
Yeah.
Someone you know very well left her or his diary at your place. Do you read it without asking?
No. If I know it's their diary and it's something important, then I wouldn't. Yeah. If I know they are particular, like about, you know, some people are open about it, but I guess most diaries people are very particular, yeah, then I wouldn't read it.
Yeah, if someone comes to me and says, I got this diary, I write all kinds of stuff, and just nice stories and stuff, it's not really personal. And
yeah, but if you know they don't share it, then I wouldn't, yeah, go behind their back.
Yeah, or hint towards that they have just random stories there and yeah. like the
yeah.
Then you can, but otherwise, no.
Yeah, yeah.
You ask
me? Oh, yeah, yeah. You are talking to someone you do not know very well. Snot hangs from his nose. Do you tell him?
Yes, because it distracts me. But this is a funny one because there's many different answers for this.
Oh, okay.
People are interpreting it differently. Or someone said, yeah, I would tell him because... I don't feel awkward about it, yeah. And I don't, but other people, this person might feel awkward about it, and extra when they go for 5 minutes and don't know how long it's been there.
Yeah, 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 exactly. If in doubt, tell them.
So for this reason, they would tell them, not yeah. just because they think it's annoying to them, mm-hmm. but...
Oh yeah, you should. If you tell them, it should be for their the goodness of their benefit, not your benefit.
Yeah, so I would tell for my benefit and not for theirs, because
yeah.
I don't know.
No, exactly. That's yeah.
I don't you
could put up with it. Yeah.
Yeah, but I also don't see it as a big negative that you got a snot.
Yeah, yeah. It's distracting. I guess that's it.
Yeah, for me, it's more like you know when you get the thingy in your eye.
The sleepy
scent.
I don't know what we call it. I don't know. This is what the term is in English, but yeah.
Yeah, some snot in your eye.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, you don't. I've never heard someone say, "Hey, you got a snotty in your eye."
Oh, but but that thing you barely. I mean, you feel it more than you see it.
Yeah, indeed. So, and for
the snot, you could really see sometimes.
Yeah, but for me, it's the same.
Okay.
Experience, and
fair enough.
If nobody cares that I got this, I don't care either.
Yeah, yeah.
Also on me. This one. Commune. Ooh, is a question to you or a question to me?
To me.
Ah, nice. You are in rather decent, and this is what confused me, that the decent. Why is this word decent there? You are in a company with others, and...
No, decent company means, like, it means not just, like, random...
Make
a difference?
Yeah, does it make a difference? Why would it make a difference? When I'm among friends, I wouldn't fart on purpose. And when I'm with the parents of a partner, I wouldn't fart. But it would just, you don't fart when you're around people because it's annoying.
Yeah, but sometimes if your body says you have to, then it's not an easy way out of it.
I just go to the toilet.
Okay, well, fair enough, fair enough.
It's for every
sometimes it comes very quickly, doesn't it? Or no, you always have advance warning, you can always stop it.
No, but when you don't have an option, it just happens.
Yeah.
And this is saying,
do you have an option?
Do you control yourself?
Okay.
So if I know I'm gonna fart,
yeah.
I will try to move out of the way and at least go into a corner where nobody notices.
Okay, interesting.
You're not gonna
Yeah.
So I just don't understand this question.
Okay.
It's a bit more.
No.
Ooh.
So a very good friend of yours is burnt out and for that cannot handle criticism. Do you spare her?
There was a question for me.
For you.
Yeah, good. Because I kind of lost track. and I've been... I've been in a situation... And because my criticism is mostly not important, and also I would save it for the next time. You're feeling more stable now. You're happier now. I can, because otherwise, it's just ruining someone else. At a rally against racism, a right-wing politician who holds dubious opinions is being attacked with tomatoes. Someone gives you a tomato. Do you join in?
I'm not really a believer in, I don't do sort of, yeah, tomato throwing, so I wouldn't, but I wouldn't judge anyone who did. Mm-hmm. So in Britain, the current trend is milkshakes.
Oh, yeah.
You've probably seen, so.
Yeah, I would prefer a tomato, because milkshake then liquid, and it falls on you, and it's messy.
Oh, no, you can do it. It's the people have had no problems.
Oh, okay, yeah, I've never tried. I
was actually at an event, and I saw the guy who gets the milkshakes, but there were no milkshakes to hand, so it's fine. He was safe.
No, I would either...
I'm curious, what is a right-wing politician doing at a rally against racism? How does that work? What's a right-wing politician doing at it?
Oh, yeah.
That's also a bit strange. I mean, if they're there, then they can't be. Why are they there? Then you don't turn up to a rally against racism if you believe in racism. So
yeah,
he can't be that bad, or he or she can't be that bad.
We got this problem that the center is going to the right at the moment. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. These people that claim to be center, they got dubious IDs.
Yeah. No, okay, true. But...
So, that's. Very good point you're making.
Yeah. But you know, they're coming to the rally, and yeah, I don't know. Don't know if they need tomatoes. Oh, that's your.
That's my beep that my parents beep. Should be
around. 5 minutes, yeah.
At the door. But as expected, they're not. I would throw. Or.
Okay.
And also. Because the more different people that throw, the smaller the offenses for per person. if they got 30 people throwing,
yeah,
they don't charge one person with it. They charge the whole group with it.
Okay.
And then, it's...
Yeah, okay.
And also solidarity thing and stuff. I think there's a question for me.
Do you think that you give enough effort to change the world?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm changing
by enough.
It's you burn out when you don't. So I'm doing a couple of things. And I'm not very fanatic about anything.
Yeah.
But I think it's still enough.
Okay.
Actually, mostly to protect myself from overdoing it.
Okay, cool.
Sometimes there was a abortion. These Christians, they against abortion.
Yeah.
And I went to an info moment, and I said, "Oh, I'm gonna make a poster." And then I got way stuck in there, and I overdid it, and I didn't get a really nice result.
Wow. Okay.
So it's much better for me to just follow stuff and.
Cool.
Motivate others, say that other people, hey, you're doing very well, you're doing very well. Keep them doing stuff.
That's also important. Yeah.
Yeah, and also just joining their actions, and if they need a specific thing, I'll do it for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to do the fool. It's not good for me.
No. So gone, and it's you to read to me.
Hmm?
I think you read to me.
Yeah. I recognize it, so I'm. You are very hungry, and you are offered something to eat, to which you object to for political and emotional reasons. Cheese for vegans. Will you eat it, just for once?
Yeah.
Do you have objection to any food?
No, not really. I mean, there are things I don't like eating, but they're not really things I object to in principle.
Dogs, cats.
No, I don't really object to them.
No, indeed, that's all.
I've eaten camel. That's probably the strain, and which I'm not sure.
I've eaten dog, so.
Okay. Well, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it, and especially if I was hungry.
If someone puts food in front of me, I eat it. But there's a solidarity. Out of solidarity, I go vegan when I get arrested.
Oh. Solidarity with your fellow protesters?
With vegans, and just annoy the cops.
Oh, okay.
Because they have to get this vegan stuff. In the UK, they ran out of vegan. They ended up serving noodles.
Oh, wow.
They had to buy vegan noodles because they didn't have... there were 10 people arrested, and we had all-day breakfast 5 times a day or something. I don't know. That's nice, mushrooms and beans.
Well,
I like
healthy.
Their food.
Very healthy.
Now, in the Netherlands, you get a slice of bread with jam.
Oh, okay.
And margarine, probably.
Very Dutch,
yeah, it's, I don't like it, but out of solidarity.
Yeah.
But in any other situation, I would just eat whatever. There's the pizza. Would you like it? Oh no, that's my question for me.
Would you like it if everybody agreed with you broadly spoken? I'm not sure I understand the English of that. Broadly spoken?
Oh, that's a literal translation.
Did a Dutch person write this?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Some of these are a bit weird. So what does that mean, broadly spoken?
In
general?
Yeah, in general.
Okay.
I like disagreeing, and I like disagreeing on a funny level.
Okay.
You know, just for fun.
And
just go really strong about some bullshit thing that nobody cares about, just for the sake of disagreeing.
But the world would also be a very boring place if everyone agreed.
And also a lot of stuff wouldn't... this is the disagreeing. It would be really boring. Mm-hmm. Would be nice at some points, but also, nah.
Yeah.
Indeed, it's just a nah. Would you like to be famous?
There are pros and cons. I don't want to be this idea today, in these days, that young people growing up want to be famous for famous sake, I think is appalling, is terrible.
It's always been. Some people wanted to, but...
No, I think there's a real, like...
But now it's more, indeed, because of the YouTube, and it's way more accessible.
Well, it's almost like a career. I mean, it's like when you went to a school, you know, you ask people in kindergarten 20 years ago, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a police officer, or a fireman, or an astronaut, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And now when you ask them, they say, I want to be famous. And as you say, even these YouTube things and so on, like, being famous is even just like people make their money just for being famous without any substance or content or meaning.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very unhealthy, and you know, because where are we going to get the people going to do proper jobs no one wants to do anything, something interesting? They think everyone thinks they can have no talent and just make no effort and still, you know, achieve whatever in life. I mean,
yeah, indeed.
Like, being famous might be a result of something interesting you end up doing, and you know, but being famous for famous sake, I think, is something different.
Yeah, indeed. Because of my wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
I am experienced this fame thing.
Yeah, yeah.
When I'm in public in a wheelchair, people stare at me.
Yeah.
People come up to me, talking to me for I don't know why.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Hi, how are you doing? I was in Greece. I was just sitting somewhere in the sun, chilling somewhere. Oh, so are you having fun? No, leave me alone. I'm just sitting here. I don't want to talk with you. I don't want to talk with people. I'll go to a place. I'll go sit with people.
Okay, fair enough. But some countries are just friendly. Greeks are quite friendly in general. It might not be the worst.
There was a funny thing in Spain,
okay.
where I was with my dad and with the wheelchair, and in the subway system.
Was Madrid or Bilbao?
Bilbao.
Mm-hmm.
We were looking for stuff. People overheard us. They helped us.
Yeah.
And that was all fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed this woman was looking all the time if I managed to get in, if we got out at the wrong, at the right stop. She was still standing around, and afterwards came to us to ask if we could find where we wanted to go. And my dad said, oh, it's so polite and so nice that they're doing this, and I feel so awkward for being watched all the time.
But you don't know that if that's because of the wheelchair, or that's just because you're obviously foreigners.
It's definitely the wheelchair.
Okay.
Because I've been traveling also without a wheelchair. Even after my disability, I've been traveling a lot with a walking stick, and they don't do this. My dad is 70.
Yeah,
so they feel like they need to help him. And I felt really annoyed by this.
I just understand it, but at the same time, I think if people, it comes from a good, as you say, mm-hmm. if it comes from a good place, if people are doing it for the right reasons.
This time I was just slightly annoyed, but because, in the Netherlands, I don't use public transport, I don't use the train system, because people just keep trying to interact with me, and I don't want them.
Okay, do they really? Okay, interesting.
All the time. All the time they try to do stuff for me, but I cannot sit still in my wheelchair anywhere.
Okay.
Because someone comes, do you need help? Can you make the train come faster?
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
Why do you start talking to me and not to the 5 other people that are sitting around you?
But that's still better than people like yesterday where they won't even let you off the train. On the one hand, I appreciate some people might be overly cautious in making sure that you have a good experience, mm-hmm. but that's still better than people who don't give any second thought about anyone else's needs, including yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's hard to get it precisely in the right place, but I'd still prefer that direction to the other.
Yeah, my problem is that I got 99% of these well-intended stuff. Okay. And the problem is with well-intended stuff is I'm not allowed to react to it, to react strongly against it.
Yeah, people do, I think, but yeah, in general, I think it's nice not to. Just say, thank you, I'm fine, and that's all you need.
Yeah, indeed.
Maybe it gets annoying after a while, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got a follow-up for Would You Like to Be Famous?
Okay.
At the dinner a couple of days ago, someone said, so what, if you could be something for a day, what would it be? And so someone said, famous, and...
Really, wow.
And I had just saw a video about stunt doubles.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I said, stunt double. That's what, because you do amazing stuff. You do this insane stuff, because then you can also do this insane stuff. That's nice. And you are in the movie, but nobody recognizes you in the street. So you can still walk around. Yes. And you can still brag about the nice moves.
Yeah. It's the opposite of being famous.
Yeah.
Because you're precisely not famous, but you're allowing other people to be famous.
Yeah, indeed. But you can still brag about the stuff. You see how nice.
Yeah, that was my ass. Or I don't know. It's such.
I had a really good ass day that day. That's the snot.
Have you ever done that? Done that. Who's this, for you or for me?
This for me.
Okay, are you stingy?
Stingy.
Stingy.
I know, it's your language.
Stingy.
It's stingy?
Stingy.
Oh, okay, I thought it was stingy. Stingy. Stingy.
No.
And I had to look it up.
Okay, you know what it means though now.
Yeah, I don't like to spend money.
Okay, well, I mean, you are Dutch, so...
Yeah, but I'm not Scottish, so...
I'm sure the Dutch are maybe worse than the Scots.
I thought just every country says this about themselves.
No. I definitely say the stereotype applies to Scots, or the reputation, but people also say, I'd say the Dutch.
I thought English areas would say Scottish and non-English say Dutch. But
maybe just the awareness, but I'd say that the Netherlands has that reputation. And in my experience, for not unjustified.
Indeed.
So the question that is more, are you stingy compared to other Dutch people?
Yeah.
Okay. So more than other Dutch
people? I'm even worse.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I noticed, actually, that I feel anxious about spending money.
Oh, okay. But I think it's healthy.
It's way better than being addicted to buying stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have a lot of stuff, and I got enough money to do stuff.
Yeah.
But something really has to break for me to get a new one.
Okay, interesting.
That's why I still got this 10-year-old computer that kind of works.
Yeah. No, I'm the same. I hate spending money, which is definitely more not typical for in England. But in the Netherlands, sometimes I still find quite amusing because the Dutch people can be very.
Yep, two things. So a couple of years ago I saw this on television. They did they interviewed a couple that was they were millionaires.
Oh yeah.
Living in a regular house.
Yeah.
They intended to be millionaires for 30 years or something. They never went on holiday. They didn't spend any extra. They were spending a lot, taking a lot of effort to not spend money.
Wow.
And now they were millionaires. That's not my intent. I spend way more than than that.
Okay, that's good.
I thought that's so Dutch.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not so. That's just so strange. Yeah. Now the second thing, maybe you know this for Scottish people, if they also do this. Dutch people don't spend in the Netherlands, but when we're outside of the Netherlands, we spend.
Okay.
When you're on holiday, it's okay to spend, but at home you don't.
Interesting.
It's some.
It makes sense. When there are lots of things you don't dream of doing in your home country, which you do abroad.
Mm-hmm.
Like equally, when people behave badly, and they complain because, like, you know, drunk Dutch people or British people, when they go to Spain or somewhere Mediterranean, and somehow all this, because this, you're not in the same society, all the social rules don't apply. So yeah, I think that's quite normal. Which is interesting because it also applies. Be careful with money is not just something you do for yourself, but Dutch people do because they expect to do that in the Netherlands. Like other people judge you.
This is a thing. Also, in dealing with the Dutch, it's talked about how you don't show off your stuff.
Yeah.
But in a way, you do show off your stuff. But it's like this middle. Americans, in a restaurant, you all pay for your own things.
Yeah.
And Americans, when they have a good income, they just show everybody they got a good income by paying for others.
Yeah. You know, the English, we have a term in English for if you are splitting the costs between the people who go there.
Going Dutch.
To go Dutch, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. We have lots of phrases in English about being Dutch, which are all negative.
Yeah, I know. There's one positive one, I think.
Really? Because you know Dutch courage.
Yeah, that one I like.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's supposed to be very positive.
It doesn't matter, I like it.
There's the, related to the other one, the Dutch oven, maybe you've heard. You know the Dutch oven?
It's farting under the blanket.
Yeah.
But there's an actual pot that's called a Dutch oven.
Oh, okay. But there's no farting involved into that.
No, it's a heavy metal pot which you put on the stove and you can use as an oven because it's so heavy. So it's cheaper than having an oven.
Okay.
I think that's how it got there.
No, I don't know. Who knows? And then there's double Dutch as well, is the other phrase.
What's double Dutch?
If someone's speaking and talking like really complicated, just don't understand what they're talking about, because that's double Dutch to me.
Oh, okay. I don't know
what Dutch is.
About the everybody paying for themselves, I think it's funny that, because Americans use this term as well.
Okay, yeah.
But when you have a party and everybody brings their own stuff, you're having an American party.
In the Netherlands?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Lately they
What we would call potluck?
Yeah, lately they changed it to potluck, but previous we used American party.
Oh, cool.
hey, you're telling us we're cheap and we're telling you we're doing exactly the same thing. So I am stingy. Hey. Oh no, there was that one. Ooh. Now I'm just gonna find a question that we didn't ask yet.
A couple of those are you or?
I'm asking you.
Okay.
A couple of friends criticize strongly the way you deal with others. You do not recognize the criticism. Are you going to work on it anyway?
No, in the first instance, I will. If I don't understand the criticism, I will try and get them to make me understand. So I will push back on them. And depending on that conversation, if they can make me understand why the criticism is justified, then I'll work at it. But if they can't really, I mean, if I can't see where they're coming from, then it's very hard to work at it. They do have to. There has to be. It's very hard. If you're not convinced, it's very hard to work on it. So there has to be an element, even if it's I wouldn't agree personally, but I can see where you're coming from. That would be enough. Mm-hmm. But if I'm really thinking, no, I think you're just
wrong. I think an important part of this question is indeed who is saying this, because I got a very different lifestyle from others.
Yeah.
I don't have a house and a family and a job and stuff. So people, if one of my secondary school friends criticize me for being lazy,
okay,
I'd say, yep, I am. I fully accept that. Not gonna work on it.
No. I know, but this is specifically the way you deal with others.
Oh yeah, it's specifically
the way you deal with others. So, if, for example, I guess you've been harsh on someone.
Oh yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Or giving them more slack than they would. Then, if you're working and you say, yeah, these people are just being lazy and not working and blah blah. Because I'm with the squatters.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the working people, they say, yeah, you shouldn't use, you can't take a house from someone else. And blah, 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 blah. So they're criticizing this behavior. I said, nope, don't agree, not going to change.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very, very depending on the perspective from the others.
Okay. Yeah, I know, but I think, you know, so for example, I remember a very clear situation, God, at least 10 years ago. I was with a group of sort of people I knew, and you had to...
I think I got the 20 minutes thing. But yeah, come on.
No, so... oh yeah, a long over 20 minutes.
I'll split it in half. We'll do four more minutes, and then I can have two times
20. Yeah, and he was... And she, one of the people, a really nice person, but is also very religious from Belarus. And I'm quite direct when it comes to religion and what I think of it, in a very polite way, because I respect this person, but at the same time also quite clear that she's wrong on certain things. So we talk, you know, and afterwards going away, I was with a German friend, and he was saying, do you think you're a bit harsh with her? And I was like, well, no, and I felt, you know, I pushed back very strongly, because of the double standards, because like criticizing religious or challenging someone's religious beliefs is not allowed, and yet it's okay for a religious person, for example, to talk about, you know, abortion or gay rights and things like that, and, you know, doesn't know whether there are gay people there, but and somehow that's acceptable because it has the same religion. So no, I mean, I was very happy he felt able to say that, and I would not chastise him at all, but I was also quite robust in telling him I think you're wrong.
Yeah, it's nice that you pointed out to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not going to change this behavior until they are also changing their behavior.
Well, no, but I mean, in that situation, if someone, for me, religious views are a form of prejudice.
I've been having some Facebook fights.
I can believe that. On what subject?
This one is with a guy, and I know him in person.
Okay.
And it was very awkward afterwards. But he is raised, like reformed something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he distanced himself from this. Okay. He fully disagrees with his parents because they are upset. How do you say it? Pushing him down and doing all the annoying religious stuff.
Okay.
And he posted, Protestantism is racism, or all Protestants are racist.
Okay, that's a bit extreme.
And I responded, every Bible following religion is misogynist, racist. Are this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he said, no, that's not true, because we believe there's this and this and this is in the Bible. So, yeah, that stuff is also in the Bible. But there's also this other stuff in the Bible. You can't say this subgroup that you are not part of.
Yeah. So he's still religious, but just not his parents' religion.
No. I had a nice talk with him 2 months later. Okay. I ignored him.
But he's still religious. He's religious.
No, he's not religious. He's spiritual.
Okay.
But he still defended his religion.
Okay.
It's really strange, but this person...
The brainwashing takes time to wear off.
Yeah, indeed. That's... in the atheist show, the atheist experience, they have some sub-groups recovering from religion. Uh-huh. And there is a thing called... So, also in Dutch, there's specific recovering from religious stuff because it just messes with your mind.
Yeah.
I think I got the 40 minutes. Yeah.
So you don't worry about the last 20 seconds.
Yeah, so I'm going to cut this into, and my parents should have picked me up half an hour ago.
But wasn't there who called? You got the, wasn't there, did you get a noise from, okay, we'll see in a second.